highlighted the financial challenges faced by PT Krakatau Steel and called for stronger government support to revive the national steel industry. He pointed out that the company's historical role in Trikora Steel Project and emphasized the need to protect it from imported competition. PT Krakatau Steel's President Director Muhammad Akbar Johan stressed the importance of broader government backing to enhance competitiveness and contribute to Indonesia's economic growth. Listeners, continuing with the news, Culture Minister highlights music role in national identity. Oprah Regina with the reports.
Minister of Culture Fadlizon emphasized music's vital role in Indonesia's cultural diplomacy. Speaking at the National Music Day celebrations and the launch of a final compilation of Indonesia Raya songs on Sunday, he highlighted that traditional Indonesian music forms like angklung, gamelan, and kolintang have earned UNESCO recognitions as intangible cultural heritage.
Indonesia's music is vast and diverse, reflecting the cultural and ethnic richness of the archipelago. We also have a thriving Mandarin music scene that has been developing since the 1950s. Some of our music has even earned UNESCO recognitions, including angklung in 2010, gamelan in 2021, the saman dance in 2011, and most recently kolintang in December 2024.
Fadlizon stressed that the Ministry of Culture will continue promoting music as a core element of Indonesia's cultural identity, fostering growth and global recognition through collaboration with artists and organizations.
Next up, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled Extreme Weather Mitigation Steps in Indonesia with Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Today's commentary is on extreme weather mitigation steps in Indonesia. The Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency on its official website stated that during the first week of March 2025, heavy to extreme rain that caused hydrometeorological disasters occurred in several regions in Indonesia. In recent times, news about extreme weather has often been conveyed. The agency states that extreme weather is an abnormal and unusual natural phenomenon characterized by rainfall conditions, wind direction and speed, air temperature, air humidity and visibility that can cause losses, especially to the safety of life and property. As the impact of extreme weather, several areas in Indonesia experience flooding, including Bekasi in West Jawa, Pekanbaru in Riau Province, and even the capital city, Jakarta. Thousands of houses were reported to have been hit or affected by flooding. The government is also committed to continuing to monitor the conditions of residents affected by the flood and ensuring that aid distribution runs smoothly. Last week, the head of the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, Dwi Korita Karnawati, conveyed the analysis of early warnings for extreme weather showing that the peak trend of rain will occur in the second 10 days of March 2025. In facing conditions like this, all parties must be prepared for the possibility of a disaster. The Indonesian government has taken several mitigation steps, such as weather modification operations to reduce rainfall in affected areas. The Ministry of Communication and Digital and the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency are strengthening the public communication system for early warning for extreme weather and natural disasters so that they can be received by the public more quickly and accurately. Extreme weather cannot be avoided, but its impacts can be mitigated. Therefore, real action to mitigate flooding, especially for people living in areas that are often affected, must be increased. Taking quick anticipatory steps against early weather warnings issued by the agency is also a real action that must be taken. As a typical region that generally only has two seasons, namely dry and rainy seasons, Indonesians tend to pay less attention to weather forecasts. In fact, along with climate change throughout the world, the weather in Indonesia, which was previously considered to be just so and so, has also changed. and can even become extreme. Starting a new habit by monitoring weather reports will certainly have a positive impact on mitigation efforts. Hopefully, there will be no more victims affected by disasters caused by extreme weather. That was commentary 3.
Listeners, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world. And today's quote of the day, intelligence without wealth is dangerous, and love without intelligence is not enough. B.J. Habibie. Baharudin Yusuf Habibie, or known as B.J. Habibie, was born in Parepare, South Sulawesi on 25th of June 1936. B.J. Habibie is a politician, engineer and scientist, dubbed as the father of aircraft for successfully building the first aircraft in Indonesia in 1995. Habibie's ingenuity gave a great influence in the development of aviation technology, domestically and abroad. And that's today's quote of the day.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sabat Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Sabat Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupat Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupat Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupat Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupat Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupat Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupat Island, you have to cross by boat known as Roro Ship or Roll-on Roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, yellow bikes, beheading boat races, and many more.
Voice of Indonesia.
Senja. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, we will listen to Indonesian Wonder. And today's topic is the Jawatan Forest. So stay tuned and tune in only on Voice of Indonesia.
Banyuwangi never runs out of fascinating tourist destinations, and one of them is the Jawatan Forest, located in Bencoluk Village, Klereng District, Banyuwangi. This 4-hectare forest is managed by Perum Perhutani Banyuwangi Selatan. It offers breathtaking views of giant rain trees that create a magical atmosphere similar to fantasy world. The canopy of these ancient trees forms enchanting natural corridors, making it one of the most photogenic spots in East Java. The Jawatan Forest, which was officially listed as a tourist attraction by the Banyuwangi Regency Tourism Office in June 2018, is only about a 45-minute drive from downtown Banyuwangi and very easily accessible by road. In addition to admiring the beauty of the centuries-old rain trees, visitors can enjoy various exciting activities such as taking photos, picnic, or even exploring the forest by riding a horse-drawn carriage or horseback. During the morning and late afternoon, sunlight streaming through tree branches creates a dramatic visual effect, making this best time to visit. The facilities at the Jawatan Forest are quite complete. There is a spacious parking area, food stalls offering local dishes, as well as toilets and a prayer room for visitors' convenience. This place is also ideal for families who want to enjoy the natural atmosphere while relaxing. Don't forget to bring your camera to capture the beauty of every corner of this forest. Well, listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Satu, kau begitu indah. Dua, kau memang menggoda. Tiga, kau beri harapan. Aku jadi tak sabar. Langit, kau begitu gelap. Malam, menggenapkan hasrat engkau. Ada di sampingku, jangan diamkan aku. Bawalah aku ke dalam, ke dalam hangat dirimu. Bawalah aku ke sana, menari dalam pelukanmu. Dekap, dekaplah diriku. Dengar kan debaran hati, jangan kau ragukan aku. Engkau bunga jiwaku. Bawalah aku ke dalam, ke dalam hangat dirimu. Bawalah aku ke sana, menari dalam pelukanmu.
Semakin terbang, melayang ke langit cinta. Andai sejauh itu kau inginkan diriku, ku kan ada untukmu. Bawalah aku ke dalam hangat dirimu. Bawalah aku ke sana, menari dalam pelukan.
jiwaku.
Kaswami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kaswami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kaswami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cold to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kaswami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kaswami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kaswamis. Kaswami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kaswami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kaswami is also often used as stocks for treats or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kaswami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Well, listener, after this, we will listen to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia about each motorcycle or per sepeda motor. So stay tuned and tune in Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, introducing Indonesian vocabulary and guide you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between the Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Anyway, today's topic is about the perusahaan ekspedisi. B, perusahaan ekspedisi, which means a shipping company. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation about per sepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. This conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a staff at a shipping company in Semarang. The staff told Chris the fee of shipping his motorcycle. Let's listen to the conversation.
Saya ingin mengirim sepeda motor saya ke Palangkaraya. Berapa biayanya?
Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic, per sepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. I'm going to say each word two times slowly, and please repeat after me. Biaya, which means fee. Pengiriman, which means shipping. Dari Semarang, which means from Semarang. Ke Palangkaraya, which means to Palangkaraya. Rp1.300.000, which means Rp1.300.000. Per, which means each. Sepeda motor, which means motorcycle. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor, which means the shipping fee from Semarang to Palangkaraya is Rp1.300.000 for each motorcycle. Berapa biaya, which means how much is the fee. Mengirim, which means to send. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya, Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya, Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Which means, the shipping fee from Semarang to Palangkaraya is Rp1.300.000 for each motorcycle. In the sentence, there is the phrase per sepeda motor, which means for each motorcycle. The word per, which means each, which divides each one of the sepeda motor, or motorcycle. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions per. Biaya anggota di pusat kebugaran ini per bulan Rp100.000. Biaya anggota di pusat kebugaran ini per bulan Rp100.000, which means membership in this gym is Rp100.000 per month. Harga tiket bioskop Rp50.000 per orang. Harga tiket bioskop Rp50.000 per orang, which means the movie ticket is Rp50.000 per person. For your information, Indonesian term for a two-wheeled vehicle is sepeda motor, which means motorcycle. However, most Indonesians call motorcycles as motor, which means motor. In some other regions, they call it kereta, which actually means train. Even some call it with certain motorcycle brands. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Saya ingin mengirim sepeda motor saya ke Palangkaraya. Berapa biayanya?
Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about per sepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve, sampai jumpa.
Yogyakarta City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Watu Purbo. Grojogan Watu Purbo, located in Duku Bangunrejo, Merdekorejo Village, Temple District, Sleman Regency, Yogyakarta, is also known as Grojogan Watu Purbo Bangunrejo because it is located in Duku Bangunrejo. Grojogan Watu Purbo has an unusual grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. The waterfalls from the Krasak River. Grojogan Watu Purbo has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Watu Purbo, which means ancient rock waterfall. Grojogan Watu Purbo is famous for its very beautiful scenery with six levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are so exotic, it's ideal to be a stepping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Watu Purbo and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here and of course don't miss taking selfies. The best time to visit Grojogan Watu Purbo is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
Dan akhirnya tiada yang kan mampu dalam gelapnya putus asa. Di benampan dunia, ke dalam lembah yang tak berdasar, segala doa terucap dalam diam yang panjang. Karena hanya dia yang mengerti tanpa ku bersuara.
Music Corner segment, we present a keroncong song entitled 1984 by Superman Is Dead. The song written by I. Gede Ari Astina, also known as Jerings and Roy Parsua, was released on a digital video streaming platform on November 28, 2024. Inspired by George Orwell's dystopian novel 1984, the song is a tribute to individual and collective freedom threatened by both local and global oligarchies under the guise of pandemics and natural disasters. Well, listener, here is Superman Is Dead with the song 1984. Happy listening.
Dunia progresif, saat kiri dan kanan tajam ia diperdebatkan. Meskipun telah terbukti sebagai racun, tekanlah populasi santun lenyapkan senyum. Kita adalah generasi yang menyaksikan dunia kehilangan kode moralnya. 1984 fasis ia berpesta di paku peragaan busananya. Tak diundang kau tak punya apa-apa, namun kau kan bahagia, itu kata mereka. Ku tahu aku tak sendiri hadapi semua ini, dikala oligarki sibuk bermain tuan. Alasannya wabah bencana alam, merdeka selamanya. Kau potong lidah yang berani tandingi narasi, coba tuh itu dominasimu. Terlahir diberkati dengan akal budi, berhak atas informasi dari semua sisi, media kiri kanan dan selebriti, yeah.
Thank you so much for a listener for accompanying me in today's broadcast. But don't go anywhere, because after this there'll be a lot of more program and information that will accompany you in the next hours on Voice of Indonesia. And don't forget that you can send your critic suggestion and also information through our social media. In Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia. Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. Instagram and TikTok in VOI _official. We also have our email address in voi@voinews.id and WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130. Again, +62 821 2381 2130. Thank you so much, Voice listener. My name is Ray, and always stay tuned in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Jakarta から Korewa Voice of Indonesia です。日本語で放送されている Voice of Indonesia は、インドネシアに関するニュース、情報、エンターテインメントだけでなく、さまざまな情報を提供します。周波数 332kHz および4755kHz で、またはウェブサイト www.foinews.id および LED デジタルアプリケーション KU で毎日放送を視聴したりアクセスしたりできます。Selamat malam, konbanwa. Jo, 2025年3月10日、私、イーサン・ゲイシ時間の日本語放送をお送りします。今日はニュース、インドネシアの音楽、それともいろいろなインドネシアの情報をお届けします。次はニュースをお伝えします。引き続き周波数 332kHz や 4755kHz から Voice of Indonesia の放送をお聞きください。リスナーの皆さん、ニュースです。それでは最初のニュースです。ファドリゾン大臣は、国際舞台における文化外交の手段としてのインドネシア音楽についてお伝えします。インドネシアのファドリゾン文化大臣は、音楽がインドネシアの文化外交において重要な役割を果たしていることを強調しました。彼は日曜日に開催された国家ミュージックデイの記念式典と、インドネシアラヤ音楽のアナログレコードコンピュレーションの発表イベントで講演しました。ファドリゾン氏は、アンクルン、ガムラン、コリンタンなどのインドネシア伝統音楽がユネスコの無形文化遺産に認定されていることに言及しました。インドネシアの音楽は非常に広範かつ多様であり、群島国家の文化的民族的な豊かさを反映しています。 また、1950年代から発展してきた現代音楽シーンも多岐に満ちています。さらにインドネシアの音楽のいくつかはユネスコに認められており、2010年にはアンクルン、2021年にはヤムラン、2011年にはサマン・ウヨウ、そして最新では2024年12月にコリンタンが登録されました。
Tari memang ada pengiring musiknya juga. Ini di tahun 2019 dan yang terbaru akhir tahun lalu bulan Desember adalah Kolintang ya tahun 2024.
Fadli Zon Daijin wa Bunka Shou ga kongo mo ongaku wo Indonesia bunka no chukoku toshite suishin shi artisto ya kanren dantai to no kyoryoku wo tsujite sono hatten to kokusai te ni ninchi do向上に求めていくと強調しました。それでは次のニュースです。インドネシア海軍とドイツはヘリコプター運用の合同訓練を実施したことについてお伝えします。インドネシア海軍は平和維持活動の一環としてドイツ海軍の MTF 艦艇 FGS バーデン・ウルテンベルグ F-222 とヘリコプター運用に関する合同訓練を実施しました。本訓練は戦闘能力の向上、総合運用性の強化、さらにはインドネシアとドイツの2国間関係の進化を目的としています。3月8日に行われた訓練では、カエリ・スルタン・イスカンダル・ムダ367の AS565MBE パンサー HS1306 とFGS-BWG-F-222 のヘリコプターが艦艇への着艦や空中での物資補給など様々なマニューバーを実施しました。この活動を通じてヘリコプターの運用技術がさらに向上し、地中海、レバノンでの共同任務における両国海軍の協力関係が一層強化されることが期待されています。それでは最後のニュースです。観光省は東バリの観光ポテンシャルを調査することについてお伝えします。インドネシア観光省はバリ島全体の観光発展の均等を図るため、東バリ地域の観光ポテンシャルを調査しています。観光副大臣ニル・プスパシーはサムサラリビング技術館やテンガナン、ポンリンシンガン、観光村など、カラガサムには自然文化観光の大きな可能性があると評価しました。彼女は地方政府との協力がこの分野の発展に不可欠であり、大統領の地方からの開発、ビジョンと一致していると強調しました。さらに、カラガサムのイーグスティプトゥ・パルワタ、首長も地域の観光魅力を高めるため、中央政府とさらなる連携を進める方針を示しました。リスナー皆さん、これでニュースを終わります。Eさんが伝えました。
Voice of Indonesia.